Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
I've lost track of how many wildfires we have. Somebody said we have 20 different wildfires now around Arizona. And so if you're looking at maybe the worst one or the one that's impacting the most people, the Backbone Fire, 24,000 acres, Pine Strawberry area. We'll find out about the containment a little bit later in the show. But there's a gentleman who's staying up there. A lot of people have been evacuated, and he's staying up there. He's got a home. He's got a business. He's got a great coffee shop up there. You know, he says, hey, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to make sure that my business doesn't burn down. And he joins us now on KTAR. His name is Dan Berryman. Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
So tell us, where are you exactly? Are there flames around you? What are you seeing?
Right now, all we're seeing is smoke. The wind has started up again. It started up about 11 a.m. this morning, and it's blowing smoke our way. Mm-hmm. But no, we can't see any flames. The flames are closer to Camp Verde than they are to us right now. But like I say, the wind's pushing back this direction, so we'll see what the day brings.
So, Dan, how many people? So you're up there, right? Strawberry's not huge. This isn't like, you know, Phoenix or something. But you've got your business and several other businesses around there I've seen. How many other people have stayed up there? Are you kind of it?
No. There's a few of us have stayed. The sheriff came out on Friday night, and they tagged people that were staying in houses that were vacant. Mm-hmm. And so from those tags, I can tell, you know, some people stayed. I talked to some old people. And when I say old people, I mean people in their, you know, above 80 at the mailboxes here on the street. And they go, we're staying. We got no place to go. So they stayed. And it's just an interesting mix of people.
Dan Berryman's joined us. He's up in Strawberry, and right around him, the Backbone Fire. He's got a home. He's got a business up there. He's decided to stay. What's your family telling you? Because, you know, it's hard to replace a home and a business. You could possibly do that. It's not easy. But replacing you is impossible. So what is your family saying? Are they saying, listen, you got to leave. You got to get out of there.
They said that at first, and now they've calmed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're just leaving it to my judgment. If it becomes you know, an untenable situation, you know, I'm not going to stay. I'll leave.
So how far? So your home's in a different place. Then how much further away from your home is your business? Are either of them being really threatened right now?
The business is closest to the fire. The fire burned within about 2.5 miles of the business. And, you know, which is the whole town of Strawberry.
Yeah.
And then my house is 2 miles further away.
So how are you feeling right now? You feeling like they've got some stuff under control, at least in that area, and that your guys are going to be able to weather this okay?
Yeah, I think they have it under control in this area. Over the weekend, they sent in the tankers, the big air tankers. And all day long, I mean, they dropped, you know, retardant. Around the town. They've got bulldozers working today, building fire breaks around the town. So the emergency response, the firefighters, they're doing a really good job.
Dan Berryman is joining us. He is still in Strawberry. Evacuation orders, you know, have been implemented, but he's staying there. He's got a home and a business, and, you know, it's the Backbone Fire, 24,000 acres burning. So I understand you've got your business is a coffee shop. It's the Windmill Coffee Shop, right?
Correct.
So you got firefighters stopping by, and they're like, are you open? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, no, I was. I came in here. We don't have air conditioning up here. So I came up here in the afternoon and to open up the windows and, you know, cool the place off. And the firefighter, the Strawberry Inn, was hosting some firefighters. Mm-hmm. And they were just getting ready to start their night shift. And they walked over and they go, are we dreaming or are you open? And I said, yeah, I'm open. I'll turn on the machines and make you coffee. What do you guys want? So, yeah, you know. They all wanted iced coffees and iced mochas, and it was just fun to talk to them.
You charge them?
No.
Depends. Right? Depends if they save it or not.
That's
like,
right,
hey, Dan,
yeah.
We could do this or we could save that. We could save the insurance company or we could save your windmill. You're like, hey, let the insurance company go. I'm a windmill, for goodness gracious. So, Dan, so you guys don't have air conditioning, like you said. Just what's the weather like without the fire normally?
Today would be a normal hot day, about the low 90s. But a couple days ago, it was over 100, and it was hot. Okay. Now, I know you're from Phoenix, but for us, it was hot.
Yeah. What do we have? 115 degree days in a row?
It's a cool day today. It's 109.
Yeah. So when are you going to know everything is fine? Are people telling you what's happening? Are the firefighters, like, are they coming by saying, hey, this is what's going on?
You get a lot of different stories, but they're keeping us informed. I can walk down to the fire station down on Fossil Creek Road, and they give you some pretty good information.
Right. They ever ask you to just toss in with them? Hey, Dan, we're gonna need your help here.
Yeah.
So once you grab one of those cool outfits and just get on.
They haven't asked, but I imagine if the fire came towards town, they'd probably ask, or I'd jump on one of their trucks and go out with them.
Yeah. Dan Berryman out in Strawberry, evacuation orders. He's sticking around. He wants to make sure his house and business are okay because of the backbone fire. Hey, Dan, keep in touch. Let us know you're okay. Good luck.
Thank you very much.